Today, I want to talk about a battle that everyone faces, whether consciously or unconsciously, the spiritual battle against evil. This is a struggle that transcends the physical and unfolds on a spiritual plane, deeply and often invisibly impacting our lives. The Bible warns us about this battle in several passages. In Ephesians 6:12, we are reminded, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This verse helps us understand that our true fight is not against other people, but against evil spiritual forces. This spiritual struggle manifests in various ways in our lives: doubts, fears, discouragements, temptations. Often these feelings and situations seem to arise from nowhere, but in reality, they are part of a larger, ongoing battle between good and evil. To better understand this battle, we need to look at the history of humanity and the teachings of the Bible. Since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3, humanity has been at war against the forces of evil. Satan, the adversary, uses various tactics to lead us astray from God's path. In the Bible, we have numerous examples of people who face these battles. Jesus, for instance, was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, Matthew 4:1-11. During 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus fasted and prayed, preparing for his mission. Satan tempted Jesus in three main areas: physical needs, power, and glory. However, Jesus resisted each temptation by quoting scripture, showing us that the Word of God is our most powerful weapon against evil. Another example is Job, a righteous and upright man who faced tremendous trials. In Job 1-6:12, we read how Satan asked God for permission to test Job, believing he would lose his faith if deprived of his blessings. Job lost everything, his children, his possessions, and his health, but he remained faithful to God, saying, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job 1:21. God does not leave us defenseless in this struggle. He provides us with the necessary tools to face and overcome the forces of evil. In Ephesians 6:13-17, Paul instructs us to "take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." This spiritual armor includes the belt of truth. God's truth protects us from Satan's lies. "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." John 17:17. The breastplate of righteousness. Our righteousness comes from Christ. "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Philippians 2:8. The shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Being ready to share the gospel gives us stability. "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Ephesians 6:15. The shield of faith. Faith in God protects us from the attacks of the evil one. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The helmet of salvation. Salvation protects our minds. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Timothy 1:7. The sword of the Spirit. The Word of God is our offensive weapon, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. Prayer is another powerful weapon God has given us. Through prayer, we can communicate directly with God, ask for His help and protection, and intercede for others. Jesus taught us the importance of prayer in Matthew 6, 9-13, when he gave his disciples the Lord's Prayer. He also encouraged us to pray continuously, as in Luke 18:1, where it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." I, too, face this battle daily. There have been moments in my life when I felt completely lost, without direction. But I have always found strength in God's Word and His promise to always be with me. In Isaiah 41:10, God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." It is crucial to recognize that we are in a spiritual battle. Often the difficulties we face in life have spiritual roots. Anxiety, depression, interpersonal conflicts, all can be manifestations of a larger spiritual battle. When we understand this, we can begin to address these problems from a spiritual perspective, using the weapons and tools God has given us. We are not alone in this fight. God has given us a community of faith to support and encourage us. In Hebrews 10:24-25, we are instructed to consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Being surrounded by other believers can strengthen us and help us persevere in the faith. The Word of God is fundamental in the spiritual struggle. It is described as a sword in Ephesians 6:17, which we can use to combat the lies and temptations of the enemy. In Matthew 4, we see how Jesus used the Word of God to resist Satan's temptations. He responded to each temptation with, "It is written," demonstrating the power and authority of the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in our spiritual battle. He guides, comforts, and strengthens us. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The Holy Spirit enables us to live godly lives and resist evil. We all face temptations, but we can overcome them with God's help. 1 Corinthians 10:13 assures us, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." God always provides a way out, and he gives us the strength to resist. Though the spiritual battle is intense, we have the promise of victory in Christ. In Romans 8:37, Paul writes, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Jesus has already won the final battle against evil through his death and resurrection, and that victory is ours through faith in him. To conclude, I want to leave you with a word of encouragement. In 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, Paul writes, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." May we always remember these words and find strength and courage in God's promise. Let us stand firm with faith and fight the good fight of faith, knowing that victory is already ours in Christ Jesus. To further illustrate the importance of being prepared for this spiritual battle, let us consider the life of Daniel. Daniel was a man of deep faith and conviction, living in a hostile environment. He was taken captive to Babylon, where he faced immense pressure to conform to pagan customs. However, he remained faithful to God. In Daniel 6, we see the famous story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, even though he knew it could lead to his death. His faith and devotion were rewarded when God shut the mouths of the lions, saving him from certain death. This example teaches us that even amid the most difficult circumstances, our faith in God can protect us and give us the strength to face any adversity. In Hebrews 11, often called the Hall of Faith, we find accounts of numerous heroes of faith who faced great spiritual and physical battles, but through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, Hebrews 11:33. Another crucial aspect of the spiritual battle is the recognition that Satan is a cunning adversary. He not only attacks us directly, but also seeks to deceive us. In 2 Corinthians 11:14, Paul warns us, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." This means that it is not always easy to identify his tactics, as he can disguise himself and use seemingly harmless means to lead us away from God's path. Moreover, we must be aware that the spiritual battle can involve great tribulations. Jesus told us in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This is a powerful promise that reminds us that despite the difficulties and tribulations we face, we can have peace and courage, knowing that Jesus has already overcome the world. Another notable example in the Bible is the Apostle Paul. He faced numerous hardships and persecutions because of his faith. In 2 Corinthians 11:23-27, Paul describes some of his trials. "In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." Despite all these difficulties, Paul remained firm in his faith and continued to preach the gospel with courage and determination. He knew that his strength came from God and that his mission was greater than any suffering he could face. In Philippians 4:13, Paul declares, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." To strengthen ourselves in the spiritual struggle, it is also vital to understand the importance of the community of faith. We were not made to fight alone. In Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, we read, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." This passage teaches us the importance of having brothers and sisters in Christ by our side to support, encourage, and pray with us. Fellowship with other believers strengthens us and helps us stay firm in the faith. Furthermore, we need to be ever vigilant. In 1 Peter 5:8-9, we are warned, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Vigilance is crucial as it helps us recognize and resist the attacks of the enemy. Another biblical story exemplifying vigilance and resistance is that of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah set out to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, he faced great opposition. His enemies tried to discourage, intimidate, and even attack him, but Nehemiah remained vigilant and prayed to God for strength and protection. In Nehemiah 4:17, we read that the builders, "every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon." This symbolizes the need to always be prepared to work and fight simultaneously, trusting God for our protection. The spiritual battle also involves the use of spiritual discernment. In 1 John 4:1, we are instructed, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Discernment helps us identify what is truly from God and what is a counterfeit from the enemy. Additionally, it is important to remember that the spiritual battle is not just a personal struggle, but also a fight for justice and the well-being of others. In Isaiah 1:17, God calls us to learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Our fight includes defending the weak and oppressed and fighting against the injustices of the world. Finally, let us always remember God's love. In Romans 8:38-39, Paul assures us, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May we always cling to this truth, knowing that God's love is more powerful than any force of evil, and that He is with us every step of our journey. Let us stand firm, with faith, and fight the good fight of faith, knowing that the victory is already ours in Christ Jesus.